Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
News for the Soul Radio will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser-known realms to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul to uncover truths and techniques to best maneuver through challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover hosts and radio shows, and also to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interviews with luminaries of our times speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial. We are here for you. Go to newsforthesoul.com to find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so others can avail themselves to this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. It's time for Face Forward You with Michelle Howe Clark. Michelle. Next on News for the Soul, it's time for the Not Too Late Show with Miche Meisner. Miche is an inspirational humorist, an alchemical wizard, and a healer's healer. Gifted with psychic abilities, sharp insight, loving nature, and lots of study, she brings light to the planet through multiple modalities. Get ready for today's wisdom and woo. Here's Miche.
Hey, welcome to the Not Too Late Show. I am your host, Miche Meisner. The Not Too Late Show is all about ease and possibility and how change can happen in an instant. Wherever you are in your life, wherever things are at for you, whatever shifts you'd like to see in the world, to all of that, I want to say it's not too late. And to help show us how that can happen, today's guest is Linda Lang, emotional alchemist, consciousness coach, and water wizard, and a good friend of mine. Welcome to the show, Linda.
It is absolutely fantastic to be here with you today, Miche.
Great. Who'd have thought? Here we are.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah. Right. So I have been telling everybody about your amazing Living Waters energy treatment and trying to get everybody to be sure and bring some water or a beverage to the show so that you can do your water magic for them. So I know we'll get to that. But before we do that, you know, would you kind of let us know a little bit, you know, what are you all about? And, you know, I know that change being easy or in a instant or in a moment is something that we both have in common in how we work with people. Maybe you would speak to that a little bit, what that looks like in the work that you do.
Yeah, absolutely, Miche. I mean, the whole world of energy is so expansive, and there are so many ideas, theories. If we can grasp onto beliefs or inspirations that can create ease for us, I believe as divine creators, we can actualize our beliefs through our everyday life. I know for myself, I have created some pretty amazing things pretty easily, and I've created some things pretty challenging as well. All depends, right? What's going on in that head? That's for sure. That's for sure.
Right.
So yeah. I've been on my path for over 35 years now. So I have studied all kinds of things. I healed myself from cancer alternatively. I've shifted so many things in my life that, you know, it's almost like I'm not the same person, but that's not really true. It's more like I'm my true self or closer to my authentic self. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I feel like as we grow and change, we're becoming more of who we are, as opposed to we think we're supposed to become, you know, something different or something else. And we're just being more of us, letting our genius out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably the biggest thing about this journey of life is really knowing yourself, accepting yourself, and then expressing yourself in all you do.
Yeah. So, you know, you were saying about sort of bringing in or coming into new beliefs. Do you think that in order to get into a new belief or, you know, take on a new belief, do you have to let go of an old belief? Is it like, you know, I hand in one and I get a new one. Is that how it works?
Well, I'd have to say from my own experience, it probably depends on how cooperative your unconscious mind is or how close the belief is that you are trading up to. If it's a huge, huge distance between what you're holding in your unconscious and what you want to embrace consciously and unconsciously, you might have a little resistance on an unconscious level. So from that point of view, typically in the work that I do, I'll often do the release first, because why not clean the slate so the new belief can go in very smoothly and easily, rather than just superimpose a new belief on that old one.
Right. Well, and of course, you know, it's if it's a subconscious belief, then you don't even necessarily know you have it. So you don't know if you need to, like, make room for something. So that makes a lot of sense. I know I've, you know, been in some of your courses and workshops, and you have some pretty awesome techniques of helping us drop or release or evaporate whatever might be stuck in us as an unconscious or subconscious belief, and in a way that you don't have to know what it is. But I energetically have had the experience where I can certainly feel something leaving. I can feel some lightening of my mind or of my soul, if you can say that. So I know something's happening, and I don't have to be able to kind of write down or give it a title or say what it is, which is awesome, because it could take a lot of years to figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really love doing the belief work that way, because you kind of bypass the story. You know, when you have all the details, sometimes it's kind of hard to let go of that story.
Definitely.
So if we can just, you know, clear that belief out without all of the justification and reason why you had it in the first place and any identification you had and how that showed up with your life, and you can just allow it to shift. I mean, that's really the magic of energy, don't you think?
Yeah, I do think so. It's you know, okay, so, you know, we didn't talk about any of this beforehand, just, you know, so if I'm springing this on you, and you do the best you can.
thanks. Yeah.
Sorry. And if you don't know it, just, you know, make something up in a moment, because that's what I do a lot. But, you know, the whole idea of, like, spiritual bypass that people talk about, you know, it's the idea that somehow you get to some newer, better feeling place, and, like, you somehow, like, gamed the system. Right. Like, in order to evolve or feel better or find something new, you know, you have to pay your dues. You have to put the time in, or you have to go through the processes, even if it's some, you know, metaphysical woo thing. A lot of times there's just all these steps and all this work. And if you don't, if it doesn't, you know, if you make some shift and it doesn't require that, I just feel like there's people waiting in the wings, you know, to cry foul and say, wait a minute, you know, somehow you just got away with that, and it's not real because you didn't trudge through that muck or whatever. And so what do you say to that, my friend?
I'd say that's a limiting belief, really. I mean, right at the base, right? It's like you're you've just decided that you have to struggle in order to create change in your life.
Right. Yeah, right. No pain, no gain, and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I would want to recreate that one.
Yeah. So, okay, well, I'm sorry, just going to keep throwing things at you because we didn't talk about that either. But we, you know, we still have, I would say, you know, at least 40 minutes to spend and step into. What can you get rid of a belief for us today? Is there time for that?
Oh, of course there is. I mean, I use some really, really effective, efficient, and very fast energy because I like things that are fast, effective, efficient, that don't create a lot of pain and suffering and need a lot of drama and trauma and length of time. I mean, I really do think that change can be easy. So absolutely, we could shift a belief that we'll do it really quickly. We'll do it quickly.
Perfect. Right. Yeah. I just want to, you know, throw a little footnote out there for the people who are, you know, sort of crying foul and spiritual bypass. I'm not saying that there is no benefit and no healing quality or value in, you know, experiencing your feelings and telling the story and going through it. I'm not saying that at all. It has its place and its time for people. I want to iterate that the other is also true and valuable and useful and real.
So, Miche, if I could just step in just really quickly right here, if you actually could be really present with your emotions and feel them, be embodied, feel the visceral energy moving as you're going through your issues, your body would process it really quickly. I think the latest scientific study is something like 90 seconds. If you can hold it and be really present with it and not think about it, not tell yourself a story and why you're justified and blah, 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 you can release
right.
it really quickly just by feeling.
I love that. Yeah. And most of the time, we collectively are not really present. We're not really in our bodies, and we're telling the story. We're solidifying the story rather than being in the moment with the feelings of it and letting it flow through us.
Yeah,
so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, just allowing it really. And I don't think there's any spiritual bypass in being present with something and allowing it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, so many spiritual people are working toward, right? The power of now, be here now, and all of that. So, all right. Well, what belief shall we eliminate?
What belief would you like to let go of? Because you're my guinea pig here. You're my guinea pig.
Right. That's true. So two come to mind. One is, you know, what I just said, that things have to be hard. Right? That change has to be hard. We could let that go. Just kind of thinking about the world today and, you know, coming into season of holidays and creating or the, you know, pandemic expanding. The other belief that I thought would be powerful for people is there's so much uncertainty, and uncertainty is usually equated with lack of safety and danger. And so perhaps some belief about how you can be safe and at peace even when you don't, you know, when there is uncertainty, when you don't have certainty. So does either one of those, you know, call to you?
I actually think they're related, Miche, because if you thought change was easy, then you wouldn't be worried in a time of uncertainty.
Good point.
Good
All
point.
Right.
Good point. Yeah. So why don't we do that one? Simply because if we do have any listeners who are not too sure about being able to work through your stuff in a gentle, easy way, then this might give them a taste of kind of what's possible. And I do want to say that it's not the same thing as putting your head in the sand and pretending you don't have an issue.
Right.
Right. It's not the same thing. So as conscious people on our spiritual path, we're aware when we're not in our peaceful place. And
definitely.
Sometimes we don't understand why, like we might be triggered by something and think that that's taken us out of our peace, but really underneath that, there could be some old baggage that's really the root of it, and just this new experience has kind of added another layer on top of it. And the more layers we have, the harder it can be for us to really see ourselves accurately and really see kind of what's happening. So when I do this kind of belief shift that I'm going to do for you today, it just totally takes that whole package out of your psyche and releases it. I'm working with very high vibration energy. I'll be using a HUNA practice, and for those listeners who don't know anything about HUNA, it is the ancient Hawaiian shamanic system of healing and spirituality. They have incredible energy delivered right from the goddess. It's a very amazing, amazing energy. So I'll be using that to pull the belief out of the energy system and the psyche, and then I'm going to fill it with the diamond ray. I could be filling it with another energy, like another HUNA energy, because I think we have something like 36 different symbols that we work with, and then there's other energy that we can just call as well without symbols. But this will give a good little taste of both of them. Do you have any questions before we start, Nietzsche?
I just want to say or ask rather. So, you know, I'm saying the belief you're like working with me or on me. But will this also work for anyone who's listening now or on the replay who chooses to participate in this process with you?
That's a perfect question. So yes, it can work on the replay. What everyone listening needs to do is really have that intention that they want to release a belief. I'll be directing you to give your unconscious mind permission to let it go. And you need to really, really be present with it, because as we all know, energy goes where your attention flows. And so if you're thinking about what's for supper, or am I going to catch the bus, or anything else, then the energy that I'm calling in, and I work with a very specific group of angels that are assigned to me for this purpose. They are specifically my volunteer angels, I guess. They're called a Vaiku. Volunteers. And so, you know, they're just totally amazing, and I love them so much, and I'm so grateful for the blessings that they bring. But they'll actually go, you know, flow the energy, go to your higher self, and have that higher self pull out the little package that we're instructing it. And you'll have a visceral kinesthetic awareness that something has shifted. This is a really profound technique to use when you have something really close to the surface. You know, if you're like steaming angry at something, or if you have a lot of fear that you're willing to let go because you have to be willing, or sadness, you know, you have to be willing. There is this thing called free will. So if you have a part of you that's like, no, I'm not letting it go. It's part of me. It's who I am. It's my story, and I've justified it. Then we'll only be able to pull a layer away. If you want it gone, you need to really give your unconscious mind permission to let it go.
Great. And I want to say in that even though it's, you know, you're working on some deep levels of removing things, one of the things about this sort of energetic technique is that you're not re-traumatizing the person. You don't have to go through and wade through whatever it was that maybe, you know, set that belief in the first place.
Yeah.
You'll feel things maybe in your body, and you might have some emotions come up, but it's nothing like, any of the trauma or wounding that may have come in the first place. So
exactly. And it's quick. It will leave quickly. Most people will feel it instead of the actual emotional charge. Most people will feel it maybe like a weight or a constriction, a more visceral energy type of sensation than an actual emotional response. But on occasion, someone will feel emotion, and you know, you just need to stay with it for the, you know, a few moments that it takes to do this process. And I'm literally, it is a few moments.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, when I do this with groups or in my own group or in workshops, I often partner this technique with, it's another technique, it's called Z-Point, that helps bring things up from the unconscious to make you more aware of how much stuff is there. I'm not going to do that today, but I'll just use the actual technique. It's totally fine. You can release the whole thing. I will tell you a very quick little story that was a really profound experience for me. And I was in Hawaii taking my one level of training. I think it was probably my first level of HUNA training. And my travel partner and I had booked a swim and snorkel with the dolphins excursion the day after the training. And I didn't know how to snorkel. So I went and rented the snorkel and all the gear, and I went to practice on the lunch hour from the training. And it was the craziest thing, Niche, because I put it on, I'm happy, life is good, I'm going to learn how to do this. I would get my face probably about an inch to the water, and absolute terror would come up out of my psyche, and then I'd stand up and I'd be perfectly fine. It'd be like, what is this? And I did this for half an hour thinking, what the heck is going on? And, oh, boy, I just, you know, spent a lot of money to go snorkeling with the dolphins. And how am I going to do this, right? How am I going to do this? It was just incredible. I've never felt that much fear before. It was like a panic attack. It was just like an out of the blue that, like, how could I not have known that I would have this? It mm-hmm. was just unbelievable. So I went back. It was, you know, time for the training to get back into class. So I went to one of the assistants because I knew in HUNA, they all, as we progress, they always like us to take a master practitioner of NLP. And I knew that there was a phobia release in NLP. Mm-hmm. So I asked an assistant if there was someone here who could help me with this, with NLP. And he's like, why use NLP? Use HUNA. And I'm like, I didn't even know that I could. And he did this little process while the comeback music was playing. So we probably had like maybe a minute tops.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was like gone. And the next day I got on the boat, I got in the water, I had my snorkel on. The crazy mask that I was given kept leaking. I didn't care. I didn't even care if I saw any dolphins because I was there in the middle of the ocean totally calm, totally peaceful, no fear. It was unbelievable.
That's terrific. Bring it on.
Bring it on. So, yes, this will work even without the Z-point process. Mostly I just do the Z-point process to give people a conscious awareness, not of what they have, but of how much they have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. So we are doing the belief that you have to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Change means struggle. Let's get the wording right. Change means struggle,
right.
Or you have to struggle for change.
Or change is hard.
Change is hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Change requires struggle.
Let me just tune in. Yeah, we like the word struggle in there because sometimes, you know, some things are hard. But that's not a bad thing. Like, you know, it's hard maybe to run a marathon, but you did it and you feel good afterwards.
Right. But it's not a struggle. Yeah.
Right. It's the struggle that we want to release.
Right.
The struggle we want to release. Change means struggle. You have to struggle to change. Yeah, you have to struggle to change. That's the one we'll do.
Mm-hmm. Feels good.
Yeah.
Feels right.
It should feel awful. Yes.
Well, yeah. That's what I mean when I said feels right. I mean, it's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels on point.
Okay,
right.
Perfect.
Doesn't feel good. Yeah.
So anyone listening to this, whether you're live or on the replay, I'm going to ask you to tune in to that belief. You have to struggle to change. You as well, Nietzsche, again, you're my guinea pig in that you're the person I can speak with. Even if you don't think you have this belief, do it anyways, because you might be surprised that there is some old stuff in your psyche from this lifetime or another that's in there holding that belief in your unconscious. You have to struggle to change. So we're going to ask for the cooperation of our unconscious mind. And I'm going to ask that your unconscious mind really show you how much baggage you're holding around the idea of struggle and change being intermingled and connected in any way. That change, any positive change means you automatically have to struggle. Or even if it's any kind of change that inherently has struggle built in it, I can feel like ice cold goosebumps coming up in my body. So I want you to be just really present with whatever physiological sensations your body is showing you, because that's your unconscious mind talking to you. Okay, we want to turn up the volume. We want to ask the unconscious mind to include the root cause of why you have that belief, all the things you're holding onto around it, and all the steps that led up to that very first time. And just allow that to come into your awareness. We want to give the unconscious mind permission to let it go completely, but to keep all of the teachings and lessons that you've learned through all the experiences of that belief. And now, Nietzsche, do you have a good body sense of what you're holding on to?
Yeah, I have this big lump in my throat, high up, like just under my jaw. It feels tight and just nervousness in the pit of my stomach, my solar plexus.
Okay, I want you to just keep all of your attention on whatever your body is feeling. I'm going to go ahead and send the energy to release it completely. And while I'm doing that, it's important that your focus stay on that awareness of how much baggage you have, and keep giving your unconscious mind permission to let it all go. You don't need it. You just want to keep the lessons. So I'm going to send the energy now to you and to every person listening to this call at any time. And just sit with whatever sensations are happening in your body. And let me know when you felt the shift.
Oh, yeah. Quite a bit.
Okay, just take a nice deep breath. And I want to just fill all those empty spaces, both in you and all the listeners, because nature abhors a vacuum. We don't want anything else coming into those empty spaces. We want to fill it with high vibration energy. And for this, I'm using the diamond ray. All right, and another nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Wow, I feel quite different from the, you know, bring it up and feel it to get rid of it and now what? Yeah, it was interesting. So I had this big, you know, lump and kind of pressure in my throat and in my chest. And then as you were doing your thing, I had the image of like if you take a can of paint and pour it out, the can is now empty, but there's just sort of like the, you know, it doesn't all drip out. There's like a little bit still lining the can. So there was, you know, some of that going on. So mostly I felt lighter and more spacious, but still a sort of tinge of this, you know, the feeling or the that pressure. And then as you were, replacing the energy, things really lightened up. I didn't have that sense of like a residue, and where there'd been some pressure kind of in the front of my face, like my cheekbones, my sinuses, it went from feeling oppressive pressure to tingling, a little bit ticklish, just light, and kind of makes me want to laugh. So
nice. Isn't it amazing? Like, it's amazing. Our bodies are so amazing, right? They hold all this energy and emotion and thought forms very viscerally in the body. And when you can start feeling and releasing, like sometimes I'll do this with people and they'll actually have pain come up and then it's like gone, totally gone. And they're like blown away. It's amazing. Now, the Avaiku were very clear with me as I was doing it that I need to clarify for the listeners, because yes, you can fully process your emotions when you're feeling them in a very short period of time if you're present with that emotion and not thinking. It's very important. You're not thinking, you're feeling. However, if you don't fully process that emotion, that's when it becomes lodged on some layer of your psyche, or can even be in your physical body, and it can create havoc. You cannot sit present with an old emotion because you're not going to feel its intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to make that very clear for the listeners. You need to find another way, like this way, or like I know you have many ways of working as well, Miche. There are many, many ways to work and release these old emotions that stay trapped.
Right. Right. And to be able to do it without having to, again, to go through the trauma of it and do any further damage or rewounding. So,
yeah. Or identifying with it. I mean, that's really, you know, it just gets more ingrained into the psyche then.
Right.
From my perspective, anyways, from my perspective.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I can, you know, identify certainly in my past a feeling, you know, I have feelings or I have certain wounds or circumstances and it makes me who I am. And, well, yes, you know, what I've gone through has helped to shape who I am, but not to necessarily stay that way or stay, you know, like just even, you know, having spent most of my life dealing with depression, yes, it formed a lot of who I am and, you know, my perceptions and my awarenesses, but I don't walk around saying like I am a depressed person. I'm someone, you know, who still deals with depression, who's overcome it, who's changed it, you know, all that kind of thing. It's a component of how I became who I am. But if I kept identifying with that as me, then I'm stuck with that as a permanent circumstance. So
A component of your path, not a component of who you are.
Yes. I like how you put that. Yes.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. You know, we do go through all kinds of experiences here, and some of them are not necessarily easy, but coming out the other end, like I'm sure you found a resilience and a strength deep within you from having that experience, Miche.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Probably
so
many gifts as well, right?
Yes. And tools and understandings and compassion for others, all sorts of things. You know, it wasn't pleasant, and I appreciate all that I got from it and learned from it. So, So I just want to check in and ask you, it's about 20 till right now. And I know I just kept promising everybody they were going to have, you know, a water treatment. I know that doesn't take very long, but is that something that you feel you can still do now in our time, or we could direct people to, you know, one of the recordings that you've done and they could, you know, get that. So just want to give you that option.
Well, thank you, Miche, but really and truly, it is my absolute pleasure to do a water restructuring for everyone. It's such an amazing thing to me, and I've been doing this for a number of years now, and I mean, it's just like magic to me. Every day is a miracle that this is even possible. And yes, I'm channeling the energy, but really, you know, it is the intelligent high vibration energy that I'm using that has the awareness and the spiritual capability of shifting water, coffee, tea, soup, whatever beverage you brought, wherever you are in the world, whenever you're listening to it.
Great. Could be a good thing to listen to tomorrow for families who are preparing a Thanksgiving meal here in the U.S.
Yeah, so why don't we focus this healing on opening to more gratitude. It's Thanksgiving weekend. You know, if we can change our mind to what we can be grateful for, because I don't know about you, but I really think that there's always, always something that we can be grateful for. And if we can learn how to shift our mind towards those things instead of all of the things that are wrong in the world, and what a different life we would have.
Absolutely. In last week's show, I talked a little bit about my gratitude for a rubber band. So just really getting down to it.
Wow, really?
Something you can be grateful for.
Yeah, we are blessed with so many things that, you know, many, many people in history didn't have access to.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. So hopefully everyone listening has a beverage to drink, coffee, tea, water. What I will say is that the odd person has a hard time tasting a difference in the water. If that's the case, come back and do it with coffee or tea, because it'll take the bitterness and it takes the bitterness right away and becomes so, so smooth. But I'm going to say that like 99% of people can taste a difference with water. I've had people tell me it takes the chlorine taste out of their water, or it makes it smooth, silky, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's holding more light.
It.
Yeah. It's amazing. And again, it's this beautiful diamond ray energy, the same energy that I use to fill all those holes from the belief that we released today.
Great.
Yeah, so I usually like to have people have a taste of whatever they brought before. So why don't you go ahead and have a taste? I will too. I brought some water to the call.
I brought a whole carafe of water. I am not kidding around today.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All good. All right. I'm going to just tune into the diamond ray. So everyone's had their taste. They have like a visceral idea or memory of what that water tasted like. And I'll just be quiet for a moment as I run the energy. As I'm doing that, what I'm really doing is tuning into the morphogenic field of everyone who will be listening and doing this water healing. Inviting the energy in and then being very present and aware with it. Well, I do one other little thing, but that's my thing. And give all your secrets away, right?
No.
Yeah. So as I'm tuning in, I'm feeling like the right shoulder and almost like the right side of the body is slightly higher than the left side. So there's an imbalance within the energy field. It's like the left side is being weighed down. So we're just allowing this water to instruct the intelligence of your body. So the energy will instruct the intelligence of the beverage you're drinking, which will instruct the intelligence of your body. And you are 70% water as well. There we go. We're back in balance now. And the breathing has shifted. You may notice that. And it's just opening up the back chakra, the back of the heart chakra. Now it's opening the front of the heart chakra. So we can allow that beautiful energy of gratitude to percolate. Okay, you can go ahead and just take a nice deep breath as well. Delightful, delightful. And some people who are very energy sensitive might actually feel the energy working in their body at the same time. I've had a few people actually tell me that when I was flowing the water, they could feel the energy going down their mouth, down their esophagus, into the water they swallowed, which is pretty amazing.
That is pretty incredible.
Pretty amazing. And I also want to say that this water is customized for you, the listener, that if you had two people in the same room and you tasted each other's water, you would taste a difference between the water. And in fact, I did a session for a couple in Australia. We did one jug of water. They poured two glasses and their water tasted different from one jug.
That's great. And anyone who wants to try that experiment, just listen to this and, you know, go through the process again with some fresh water and another person.
Absolutely.
You'd love that.
So why don't you go ahead and have a taste of your restructured water?
It's weird. It's like it almost feels like swallowing. It's contacting a different part of my throat as I swallow it. Not, I don't even know how that's possible, but it's a different experience. I don't know, maybe because of... I don't know why. Energy, muscles, something. The right side, left side thing.
Yeah, very interesting. That's very interesting. I'd say my water tastes very, like the tones, like the tones are different of it. Almost like, you know, if you're wine testing, you know, you'll taste different wines and even the same kind of wine from a different maker will have different tones. And that's almost what this feels like. Mine feels very smooth like velvet as well, but it feels deeper and richer than it did before.
Great. Well, that's amazing. Just is amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it? Like, it's totally amazing. It's nothing I took a class on. It was something that... I had been told that I had access to this amazing energy, and I was working with it for probably about 6 months when I had a guide pop in and say, why don't you remolecularize water? And I was like, who said that? And there's no such word. And I don't know how to do that. And then I just knew how to do that.
Yeah.
So that's talk about change being easy and not needing any struggle to learn something, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, one of the things I teach, you know, a lot of times just simply asking a question allows the answer to arrive that you didn't had a moment ago, just like that. Like when they said, why don't you do that? And you're like, I don't know. Oh, I guess I do know. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much for the discussion, for your thoughts, for both of these processes. It was great for me. I hope it was great for whoever's been listening, whoever's going to listen. And I think we're just almost at that time where I would like you to talk about how people can work with you. And I know there's a couple of different ways. And I think that once the archive... Once this show goes into the archives at newsforthesoul.com, there will be some links that have to do with what you're about to tell us. So just let people know that they can find the information there. So what do you got for us?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, my website is called Thought change.com. I absolutely love the name, and that is something actually that my guides gave me. And this was at a time before they opened up every, you know, they didn't open up the extensions, and it was like every idea I had to create a URL was already taken. And
right.
Then one morning I heard that and I'm like, oh, I like that. And go and check. It's mine. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So that's where I'd recommend people come and just have a peek, but to actually, you know, work with me. I do one-on-one sessions. I do something called DNA transformation, which is another process that my guides gave me. It's for like when you have a really big issue, you know, or one that keeps cycling back. That's what that one's for, and it's quite a powerful process. And I have a membership group that I would really love to invite people to check out. It's called Alchemy from the Inside Out. So if you're on Thought Change under services, there is a page there that you can get more information. It's a wonderful group. And Miche, you're part of that group. We meet on Mondays. Yeah. Why don't you tell the listeners just, you know, a little bit about your experience in that group?
Well, we have done belief work on various beliefs. And you've taken us on incredible shamanic journeys, and it just, you know, you're so organized. I love that about you, as opposed to I just tend to show up with whatever shows up in the moment, which works for me. But what works for me as a participant in your group is that you have kind of taken us on this procession of deepening and increased different alignments, and that because I've missed many of them, they are there on replay. So I can pick it up whenever I'm available to do that. So that is awesome. And I would say that if you go to the archives of the show, you will find a link to this program, the monthly group, and the other one that you're about to tell us about with a special coupon code for our listeners. And so in order to get that, go to the archives at News for Soul for my on the Not Too Late show. We'll make sure you have a way to get there, but more information on Linda's website. But
absolutely.
Your special code is on the News for the Soul page. Okay. Just letting you know. So,
very
yeah,
good.
What and then you've got
well,
a course also.
I have a course as well. I would just like to say about the membership group that it is suitable for you if you want to create some real change, do some real inner growth. It is totally amazing. I have run people just through the shamanic journeys and have seen incredible changes just by doing the journey process. And this program, I've added so many other energy activities and belief change work that I'm confident that if people get through it, their lives will be very different, but in a good way, you know, in a good way.
Yeah, no doubt.
They'll be more
right.
themselves.
Right. More of who you came here to really be.
Yeah. Connected to their gifts, all that good stuff. So I do encourage people to check that out. And again, everything is in the library, and you can't make it to a live call, it's there and it works. And there's a lot of close connection with me. I'm active. You know, it's not one of these groups where
right.
you just work on your own, right? It's you have
right.
definite access.
Yeah, and so it also makes it an incredible way to get to work with Linda and receive, you know, her magic and her brilliance for an incredibly affordable price, more so than, you know, getting like one-on-one sessions.
Yeah,
so it's $44 a month now?
Yes.
For all that transformational goodness.
Exactly. And whether you've been on your path a long time or you've just started it, it doesn't matter. It will work amazingly either way. Now, the other course that I'd like to tell you about is called Aligning with the Elements. As a shamanic practitioner, you know, we do work with the elements. We connect with them, and we can use the energy from the elements to create change, to create healing, inspiration, to work with our unconscious mind. We can use the archetypal energy of all of the elements and do our personal work that way. So this is a series where I take you on guided inner journeys, and you have a focus, so you can be focused on healing mind, body, or spirit. You can ask for inspiration, guidance, a message. It's a seven audio a course that, trust me, you will use over and over again to connect with that inner wisdom that's already within you and align with the elements to create some magic in your life.
Awesome. All right. We're just about at time. So thank you again, Linda. I always love talking with you. And this was, you know, just fabulous to talk with you and, you know, whoever, many, many, many other people, hopefully over time, will be benefiting from what you brought today. I'm not going to tell you how to work with me. I'll tell you that next time, or you could hear about it last time. We're going to go out on this and say thank you. And to everyone who is about to celebrate holidays, happy holidays. Stay safe and find your gratitude and express it to each other.
It was an honor being here with you, Miche, and to share a little magic with your listeners. And yeah, I wish you all gratitude tomorrow on Thanksgiving, but every day.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Stay focused. Stay strong. News for the Soul will begin its 24th year of broadcasting in January 2021. After nearly a quarter of a century of grassroots investigation and exploration into the unknown and lesser known realm to discover what's really real and what's really possible, with News for the Soul founder, journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm, we now find ourselves here in this pivotal moment in human history. Staying in our power and in our hearts is more crucial than ever. We are continuing to work 24/7 at News for the Soul Broadcasting to uncover deeper truths and techniques to best maneuver through these very challenging times. We are increasing our broadcasting hours to support and serve you in the highest way possible. Tune in daily to discover new hosts and radio shows, and to hear Nicole Marie's latest cutting-edge interview with luminaries of our times, speaking to what's happening in our world today from a conscious perspective. Community, consciousness, and positive empowered focus are crucial elements right now for us all. Stay focused. Stay strong. For over 20 years, we've known this simple concept to be true. What you focus on expands. That is more important than ever in 2020 and beyond. In times of social distance and lockdown, we must connect with our community more deeply and more often, and we are here for you. Our live shows and our show archives are always totally free to hear anytime. Just go to newsforthesoul.com to tune in and find out more. That's newsforthesoul.com, and spread the word so that others can avail themselves of this free resource as well. That's newsforthesoul.com. Stay focused. Stay strong.